We had a discussion with Dr. Monsalve at the University of British Columbia, who had done multiple research on Kwade Dancinchi.
Fortunately, I was the first to have access to the body because I didn't want to be contaminated by other researchers. And at the time that I took the samples from different parts of the body, I took from different parts.
Working with tissue samples from a 100-year-old mummy requires much precaution and great attention to details.
Very easy to contaminate the ancient DNA with contemporary DNA. So we took a lot of precautions, like we did the extraction of the DNA in a lab, in a laminar flow hood, and the extraction of the heart DNA from the heart and soft tissue.
The body of the Kwade Dancinchi was in great condition and had significant scientific value.
Of percentage of nitrogen, it was reasonably good, and the same of the collagen.
By analyzing the extent of preservation of collagen and nitrogen, it tells us how well the corpse is preserved and the likelihood of extracting DNA. But what can DNA extraction and sequencing tell us?
One of the objectives of this research project was to provide the mitochondrial DNA of Kwade Dancinchi as a reference for a community study in the Yukon and in Alaska and in British Columbia for First Nations people living there. It was very rewarding to know that from 251 individuals that they took blood samples, 17 individuals match the mitochondrial DNA lineage of Kwade Dancinchi, so how they were related. It was very rewarding.
And Sheila Clark from UConn was one of them.
When we got the phone call from Pearl, it really... it affected me, and it stayed with me for a long time. I was curious about what he was doing up there, where he was going, what his history was, who his family was back then, and most of all, how he passed, how he died.
Just like Sheila, researchers are intrigued by much more than just Kwade Dancinchi's genetic relationship with present-day people, and indeed, they revealed many interesting facts.
Somebody doing DNA, somebody from the University of Saskatchewan, doing DNA analysis of the microorganisms, she was able to amplify mycobacterium tuberculosis.
Mycobacterium tuberculosis is a species of pathogenic bacteria that causes tuberculosis. Besides the lung tissues, scientists also look at his bone, which gives a record of his diet.
It was almost entirely marine diet, so it looks like that he would have been spending most of his time on the coast.
Scientists managed to unveil many amazing facts before Kwade Dancinchi was cremated by the Aishihik First Nations people and returned to the glacier where he was originally found.
And we knew from the very beginning at the end that it would be cremated, so we really tried to take the best samples we could and do the best analysis we could at that time.
It's such a rare and extraordinary opportunity to discover a human remain preserved so well over hundreds of years in the ice. It is a treasure to the scientists, to his descendants, and to First Nation community, and to all of us.